This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've done a lot of reporting this week on the online health insurance exchanges connected with the Affordable Care Act, but let's look at a place where digital medical records and other healthcare technologies have been in the pipeline for over a decade: Australia. Like the U.S., Australia has a healthcare system that is a mix of public and private. In Australia's universal system, patients, providers, and insurers each get their own unique code that is recognized by a massive computerized information framework. A woman who played a key role in implementing that framework is Jane Halton at the World Health Organization. Hello, Jane.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. So you worked on revamping your country's care system as part of a 15-year plan. What's a benefit you're seeing now that would never have existed before?
So to give you an example, I talked with a practice manager. The practice manager runs a general practice in a very remote part of our country called the Northern Territory. She was telling me they often have people come through their surgery who have lost or forgotten their medication. And she says she can now look up what medication they are actually on, because most people, if they're on a number of medications, they don't always know exactly what they're on. She wants to be in a position to give that person safe, quick, and effective service and not have to run all the tests all over again to work out exactly what that person's clinical conditions are. And with these arrangements, she can.
I know that Australia's healthcare system was devised with people's private data and protecting that private data in mind. So what's going to be a big challenge for systems like yours in the coming years?
The challenge we are all going to face in technology, in fact, will be the personalized medicine challenge. What comes from genomics, the targeting of medicines to particular disease and particular individuals, and the storage of huge amounts of information from individuals' own genomes and what that means for how illness and disease that they might suffer can be targeted and treated. I think the volume of information that is potentially available and that will be material in the healthcare environment, that will be the vast challenge that every country will start to face. Now, obviously, some people are in a better starting position for that. But if I start to think about the next 15 years, that is most certainly what I'm starting to turn my mind to.
Jane Halton is president of the executive board of the World Health Organization and secretary of health in Australia. Jane, thank you very much.
It's been my absolute pleasure.